One of the most devastating things that can happen to a person is to see your house burn. It is devastating as well to see your house of worship burn. Early in the morning of December 12, 1994, New Shiloh United Methodist Church in Humboldt, Tennessee, was burning. Reverend Bill Vaughn got a phone call.
The fact that the whole church was burning at the same time from one end to the other was pretty good evidence that it wasn't accidental. By the time I got there, it was burning as much at the fellowship hall, which was on one end, as it was in the educational building, which was on the other end of the church. And it just, the whole thing just went to the ground all at one time.
There was nothing left to New Shiloh Church. Scores of churches have burned in the last few years. Many have been proven to be arson cases, and a high percentage of those churches have been black or interracial. In Spring, Texas, just north of Houston, the Cypress Trails United Methodist Church was hit with fire in January of last year. Marilyn Anderson is the church secretary.
It was definitely arson. A flammable liquid was used. They had encircled the building and one next to it, as well as internally. They'd gotten internally and poured the liquid on several different places, including my desk.
The office and classroom building burned to ashes, but the sanctuary building failed to catch fire. At this interracial church, recovery has come quickly.
In a terrible sort of way, it's been very, very good for this church. It just lit the fire totally under everybody that had been smoldering. You know, sometimes you can get kind of complacent. But everyone has pulled together, and there's been a very deep resurgence of everybody's faith around here. It's very heartwarming, and it's good to see.
Back in Humboldt, Tennessee, the burned church is an all-white church. But Reverend Vaughn says the Salem Missionary Church is an all-black Baptist church just 3 miles down the road.
And when our church burned, they were the first church to make a donation to our building fund. And then theirs burned a year later, about a year and 2 weeks later, and our church was the first church to make a donation to theirs.
The black and white churches have been supportive of each other ever since, and both were visited by President and Mrs. Clinton and Vice President and Mrs. Gore last August. The new building at New Shiloh has just been completed, and it's more busy than the old one ever was.
We increased the membership by 20% one Sunday. I mean, and I've got more people that are going to join on the second day of February. It'll be the first Sunday I'm back. We've got some more that are going to join that Sunday. I expect we'll get 25 to 30 more members, and it looks like our attendance is going to run triple what it was running before the church burned.
Reverend Bill Vaughn echoes the thoughts of Marilyn Anderson. The tragedy is horrible, but the healing has been wonderful.
When you look at the whole thing, out of the tragedy has come one of the greatest things that could happen. This would never have happened had it not been for the church not burned. It would have been a 100 years before this kind of interest and activity would have taken place there.
No one really understands the forces of evil that cause people to burn houses of worship. But the forces of good that rebuild them have proven more powerful than flames. I'm Mike Hickox.